plushcare.com. Healthcare that makes you smile. Virtual primary care and mental health treatments when you need it. Get personalized, high-quality healthcare by talking to top U.S. medical doctors, all from the ease of your smartphone. Care for you and the ones you love most. High quality. Our highly skilled online doctors are trained at the top U.S. medical schools with an average of 15 years experience. Our online doctors give you and your entire family the peace of mind you should expect from your healthcare provider. Convenient? Just book an appointment, that chat via video on your smartphone, and pick up your prescription from your pharmacy. Our advanced technology is integrated with most major insurers, labs, and pharmacies. Affordable? Talking to an online doctor has never been easier and more affordable. For just your copay or just $99 per visit, you can get quality care from one of our highly skilled online doctors. We are in network with most major insurers in the U.S. and provide care in all 50 states. Over 450,000 patients cared for. Good morning, hope you had a good week. Today's devotion is muscling through. The Bible in 1 year, Psalm 148 through 150, 1 Corinthians 15, 29 through 58. Today's reading, 2 Chronicles 20, 2 through 3, 14 through 12. Alarmed, Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire of the Lord, and he proclaimed a fast for all of Judah. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 3. Muscling through. Competitive bodybuilders put themselves through a rigorous training cycle. During the initial months, they emphasize gaining size and strength. As the competition nears, the focus shifts to losing any fat to hide the muscle. In the final days before the competition, they consume less water than normal, so the muscle tissue is easily visible because of the reduced consumption of nourishment despite appearing strong. In 2 Chronicles 20, we read of the opposite reality, acknowledging weakness in order to experience God's strength. The vast army is coming against you, people told King Jehoshaphat. So he proclaimed a fast for all Judah, verse 3. Depriving himself and all his people of nourishment, they asked God for help. When he finally mastered his military, Jehoshaphat placed singers who praised God at the front of his army, verse 21. As they began to sing, the Lord set ambushes against men who were invading Judah, and they were defeated, verse 22. Jehoshaphat's decision demonstrated deep faith in God. He purposely chose not to depend on his own human and military prowess, but instead to lean on God rather than trying to muscle our way through the trials we face. May we turn to Him and allow Him to be our strength. Read the Strength of Weakness at discoveryseries.org/HP144. We must recognize our weakness to experience God's strength. Have a good week. And to stay safe, thank you for listening to this devotion.